Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. I am here on Building Fortunes Radio waiting for Mr. Ole Cantos. Ole is a gentleman who is busy. I think he said he was in a meeting today. He was going to try his best to be on the live Building Fortunes Radio show when he was finished, if he was finished with his meeting in time. That is not happening. So I'm going to run a favorite replay of mine so you'll be able to listen to him. You'll hear the intro all over again. And if he finishes his meeting relatively soon, we will have him on Building Fortunes Radio. Here we go. You'll hear the intro one more time.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, you could be a first-time listener, which might be very possible for this specific radio show, and you'll find out why in just a little bit. But I started Building Fortunes Radio a long time ago because I wanted to give a voice to people that were doing the right things in home-based businesses and entrepreneurs in general. Well, I had a phone call from a gentleman whose name is still Ole Cantos, O-L-L-I-E-C-A-N-T-O-S. And Ole called me up, told me a little bit about his background, mentioned that he was a lawyer, was working over in Washington, D.C. at the time. And I found that part fascinating, and I was also doing some stuff with home-based businesses and things along that line. And then also mentioned in the conversation that he was a dad, had adopted three boys. Triplets. And I said, wow, you better be somebody who makes a lot of money because those triplet guys are going to probably eat you out of house and home, especially as they get a little bit older. Well, that was 6 years ago when they were 16. Now I think they're 22 and they've accomplished wonderful things. That's right. In June, they turned 23. Oh my gosh. And we've had some amazing radio shows on Building Fortunes with a good friend of ours. His name is Ole Cantos. So over the 6 years or 7 years that it's been, I've gotten a chance to know the family, know a lot about this gentleman, his integrity. I trust him no matter where we go. He's written books. He does a lot of things for people with intellectual disabilities, people in low-income areas, a whole bunch of stuff. He's a really great guy. And I give him my glowing endorsement. Unfortunately, he's never going to be able to run for president. And the reason is his kids don't smoke crack yet. They don't hire Russian hookers, and they don't do all the other things that I think presidents' sons are supposed to do. They're good kids is the bottom line, and I don't see them ever doing anything crazy like that. They are great. It's a great family, and we've had a chance to actually have his mom on the phone, kind of, his dad in the background. We've had some amazing phone calls from a wonderful friend, and today I think he's got a special announcement, so if you happen to be listening in, and you happen to be eligible to be able to do whatever it is that he's running for. I'm slipping a little bit. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to say make sure you do whatever you can because Ole Cantos is just a great guy. So, Ole Cantos, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you. You must be referring to running for our goals. I'm sure that was what you meant.
Running for your goals. That's right. Well, you're blind. So you're a blind guy. So when you go running, who knows what's going to happen. So, and I think I forgot to mention that.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But great guy, good family, all that sort of good stuff. And we have fun, obviously, on Building Fortunes Radio. So, Ole, over to you. Tell us what's happening. I haven't spoken to you for a little bit.
Well, thank you very much. And this show is being broadcast on Friday, July the 15th, 2022. And for folks who have been with us from the beginning, it has been a long time. I mean, it's been 6+ years, and this has been a place where folks from a distance were able to essentially watch the boys grow up and see developments in our lives. Folks have seen our ups and downs in this business, and they've seen us work on facilitating greater triumph in spite of adversity. And there's just a lot of things. And so I'd like to start off today by thanking all of you who are in listener land, whether online or however way you see it through different media, just really to thank you for having stuck with us for a long time. We continue to facilitate new milestones and new exciting things. And as we continue to build our business, it also has meant that we are in better positions to do other things with our lives that are well beyond business itself. Because for us, when we work to just strive for greater opportunities to advance ourselves financially, it positions us to do more things and to meet more people and to encounter additional individuals who are leading in the nonprofit space, as well as just really making a difference in people's lives through whoever they are. And so in my life, beyond business, I've really been grateful to have been able to have some of the most magnificent experiences in my life, having been appointed by two different presidents of the United States, serving in addition to that in the White House as Associate Director for Domestic Policy, and also working to advance equality of opportunity in a number of different contexts to really enable people to grow and to do so in an environment that is embracing of who they are as individuals and everybody being able to thrive, essentially. And so with all of that that's been happening, I also was grateful recently to have been approved by my employer, a particular branch of the federal government in the executive branch, a particular department. I've been authorized to stay out here in California permanently and to telework or to work remotely, actually is the right term. And that has meant that I have been able to change my residence from Arlington, Virginia to West Covina, California. And because of that, I have now been positioned to do something that I've always wanted to do, which is to run for political office. And
wow.
This is big because this is only, I mean, this is sort of slow rollout. The actual launch is not until August the 1st, but people on Building Fortunes Radio and those tied to them will be among the first. There are people who I'm reaching out to individually who are in my inner circle of contacts, and there are, I mean, it's not even out on Facebook yet, and it's not going to be until we're ready, but I'm announcing this here because to the extent that there are people who are listening to this at some point, either live or wherever, they will be among the first because this is sort of a niche audience here, and I'm just really excited that I am going to be I'm in the running for city council here in West Covina, and I'm in a particular district here. So in my case, this is District 4. And the house that my parents have had for all these years, for 46 years, has been the same house that I'm in now. And it is so just wonderful to get to be back in my childhood home again. And I've been here for 2 years already because of the pandemic and teleworking, but only now have I been officially approved for remote work. And the difference between those two terms is if I telework, that means I have to go back to D.C. Every pay period, that kind of thing. But if I work remotely, then that means that wherever I am is that's considered my, quote, duty station. And since my duty station is now out here, I don't have to physically go back to D.C. But if ever I do need to go back, then I can fly back as needed. But it isn't required for me to go back every every month or every 2 weeks or whatever it is, depending on how it's structured. So this is just really exciting because we have a lot of irons in the fire. The boys are in school and they're really working hard and enjoying their summers, but also having fun too, and doing other things to advance. And concurrent with that, here in California, I continue to work very, very hard on in support of the American people through the job that I have. And I'm just grateful. I just love my job. For those who are here, obviously the audience are people who love network marketing. And some people in the network marketing space hate their jobs and they want to be able to fire their boss and go off and do other things. In my case, I love my boss, who I directly work for, who arrived about 2 years ago, and I just am so appreciative for the people who I get to work with and the people I get to support. And then as a supplement to that, it's been really exciting to continue building a successful business in our space. So getting to serve in a political capacity at the very same moment when I'm still in the federal government is just really an exciting thing because I went through the right proper channels. I literally sought and received ethics approval from my agency to run. And because it's a nonpartisan office, I've been authorized to run. I cannot run for partisan office, but I can run for nonpartisan office. And here in our city, these positions are nonpartisan. So because basically a pothole is a pothole, whether it's a Republican street or Democratic street or whatever, that the road is a road. It needs to be fixed. Or, you know, as an example, you know, so that's why it's nonpartisan. I mean, they're basic city issues that have to be dealt with. And because of my experience in the federal government for 17 years, I have certain insight as to how things work that can really serve the city well. And just leveraging that insight for the benefit of our city here. And also with the years of experience and leadership that I've had in working with leaders in the nonprofit, private, and governmental sectors, I think I know a thing or two about how to network effectively and how to build relationships to accomplish different things. And because I grew up here in West Covina, I've been here since 1974 with a break in D.C. for a little while. I really deeply, deeply care about the residents of the city, and I care about their families and their pets and their and just all of us being able to live in a city that where we feel safe, where we can basically thrive, live, work, and play right here, and where it's a place that we can be proud that we're a part of the city. And so that's what's led to my wanting to move forward in this way. And it's just really exciting because of the opportunity to build further and strengthen relationships with the nonprofit organizations that are here in the area, as well as to strengthen support for businesses and to support law enforcement in their role, and to also just facilitate the kind of community atmosphere where this feels more like a small town instead of some city where people are kind of more anonymous and people don't know each other, neighbors don't know each other, etc. It'd be fun to really work on changing that. And the way we change that is by putting into place the kind of policies, practices, and procedures that facilitate that kind of climate by being supportive of businesses who want to grow and to thrive, by having businesses, encouraging businesses to give back to their to the community by supporting nonprofits, by being involved in the different nonprofits and giving of our time and rolling up our sleeves and getting to work, and by uniting the work of the different nonprofits together so that we can all get things done. And so that's what's just really exciting about all of this. And, I mean, I asked Peter ahead of time if this should be the place to sort of share some of this, and I just literally prayed about it for a moment, and I just thought, well, hey, people who listen to us here, we're among friends, and I'm just appreciative. I would be appreciative to anyone who would be willing to be supportive. In this particular case, we're still rolling out and building out the infrastructure. So just to tell people ahead of time, but we're actually preparing the way for campaign contributions. We're really working hard. I mean, and we already have a lot of commitments. We have more than 24 commitments of financial support already, and that's just the beginning. I mean, the people who support me literally range in, like, I have there's a member of Congress who's a Republican who's supporting me, and there's also, I'm also being supported with somebody who I've known and admired for years on the Democratic side, and it's really just really exciting because I really am the kind of person that likes to bring people together. And I don't mean rah-rah, come together. I don't mean like that. I mean, but really to roll up our sleeves and get to work in a good way. Gosh knows there's so much that is polarizing these days. People are so upset about so many different things. But if we can find ways to collaborate in a spirit of unity, commonality, and partnership at the city level, that's something that is way doable. We all need to unite to have nice parks and recreation and support for our senior citizens. We all should be just supportive of youth programs. We should make sure that our cities are safe. I mean, none of those things are partisan. We just have to just come together to find ways to just be closer together to build these relationships. So with that, I spent all this time just doing the buildup and just announcing that. But let's turn over time back to you, Peter, for a break, and then afterwards we'll continue to talk.
There we go. Let's take a little commercial break. You're listening to Ole Cantos. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ole, you'll be able to hear this as well as previous radio shows. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out pmmarketingsnetworklead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ringels here. We are hearing about Ole Cantos running for office. I'm going to ask him to repeat which office he's running for and the section of the country he's running for. There's a couple of things that are somewhat inspiring for me to hear this. Number one, Ole's a great guy. Number two, the people in that community would be served wonderfully if you held a position, any position, in any level of influence, regardless of whether it's volunteer work, doing stuff for the government, or doing stuff for the government in your local area. The things that I've witnessed with you is you always do the right thing, number one. Number two, you're not influenced by the amount of money that it might be able to generate, meaning you always do the right thing regardless of profit or anything else like that.
Right.
And you're also leading by example. Your boys watch what you do, and you know that. And you do things in a role model way to say, you know, kids, hey, this is the way it should be done. And that's not going to change when you're doing whatever you're doing for your wonderful city. So for those people listening in, I give you, of course, a glowing endorsement. We're friendly when we do our radio shows, but with huge levels of respect, I would have every one vote for you in whatever you do because you're always doing the right thing. So you come from a culturally rich background of ethical activities that I've witnessed over the last 6 years. So there's never been an instance where I would say, oh, Ole, I wouldn't have done that, or, oh, Ole, I'm kind of ashamed that you might have done that. Everything you've done has always been, you know, gold standard, high achievement levels, and you've always pushed yourself and your boys to a higher level, and I know that's still going to happen over there, which would be very refreshing, I'm sure, in today's day and age where things are a little bit more casual, maybe a little bit less straightforward. So you're going to do a wonderful job if you're elected, and I hope you certainly will be. So for those people that might be joining us now, meaning not everybody starts the radio show at the beginning of the radio show, tell people about the office or the position that you're running for.
Sure, Peter. I'm running for city council in the city of West Covina, California, in District 4.
And what is that? What does a person in that position do? Like, what are they responsible for?
Members of the city council are responsible for making sure the city runs well. There's a lot of infrastructure here with different programs to support the community. There's a lot of stuff that just has to do with maintaining that everything's working well. The roads are fixed, that the street lamps work, that traffic.
Yeah, we're
is
dealing
under control,
with like garbage pickup and waste
all
disposal
yep.
and all that sort of stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Parks
mm-hmm. and
you know.
Yep, all of that.
Construction
and then. Exactly, all that stuff, and making sure that with there's planning and zoning and that businesses can be supported and that we attract jobs and economic development here, that people who have good housing options here and that our communities are safe and that we have a strong fire and police department. Just all the infrastructure stuff that you'd imagine just in your local area that you'd come to expect to be things that are important to make sure that vegetation is good so we don't have any risk of fire here because there are a lot of hills here. Just all of that kind of stuff is what we do here. And ironically, my approach when it comes to just leadership is it's a matter of – it actually has been influenced by our industry because you and I, Peter, have seen what has worked horribly in this industry. By the way, people would be dishonest about where they made their money, et cetera, you know. We have talked about multiple times about how it is important for us to act ethically, for not to overinflate, for us not to overpromise, to make sure to keep our feet on the ground and to not dangle things in front of people's eyes as a way to imply that just because they get involved with this means that they'll necessarily be successful. That's not true. People have got to work hard. And so in the same way that I have operated in this industry, that's how I'm pursuing elected office. I'm not going to say, I'm going to attract billions of dollars right here within 7 days of being elected and sworn in, you know, or whatever. You know, like, not that anybody says that, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm keeping my feet on the ground, and I'm being very practical. I'm just saying, look, we have a lot of work to do. There are a lot of issues here that we have to face. There are just a ton of things that we have to get done. And with all the things that we have to do, we have to be forthright and honest about what are the issues and who are the different stakeholders and what are their different positions and why do they feel the way they do and what is best for the city. And we may or may not agree on what those things are, but the point is to be direct and honest about our different positions. Like, I have a number of different positions on different things, and people who would support those things, I really would love for them to work with our campaign so as to help bring me across the finish line. And if people oppose some of those things, then they're welcome to do that. That's just part of the political process, but I'm not going to make it personal. There's things that I really believe need to get done, and I know how to do them. And any kind of tactics that people try to employ, or if they try to intimidate, or they try to just make life hard, whatever. I mean, I lived in Washington for almost 20 years. I've seen the good, bad, and ugly there. I've seen what happens in D.C., and I've worked at the White House. When going through the ringer with life, with how rigorous things are, there isn't anything out here that can't be thrown at me that I haven't seen before. And this city stuff, it just doesn't – I'm just not the type to be intimidated. I mean, I love being around people. But I also stand my ground, and I do it without apology. It's like, well, you don't support me, then don't support me. I'm not going to speak out of different sides of my mouth and say one thing to one group and someone else who's completely opposite with a position say the other thing to the other group just to get a vote. I'm not. I'm just, no, this is what I think. You either agree with it or you don't. But even among people who I don't agree with completely or who don't agree with me with what I want to do, I still would say to them, look, I know that there are things that we can work on together on, and that there are – I mean, because nothing's ever really black and white. We all are different people. We're not all – like, even partisan stuff, it's not a monolith. You know, everybody's different. And so the key is to find areas of common ground, and if I agree with what various folks have said and what they want to do – and even if they've opposed me with something else, it's like, well, fine, let's work together on the stuff we agree on. And so that's just my approach. And it was So it was influenced by all the stuff you and I, Peter, have done here, where we have told people, look, be honest with what you say. Don't be so salesy. Just like, tone it down and just talk about the benefit. And something that Kim Claver has talked about and that I've learned from is how we need to learn the importance of being good advisors, all of us who are in this space, because so much of the time, I have this high-tech revolutionary thing that's going to change the world and you need to get involved, right? You know, all that, you know, that hypey stuff. It's like, no, tone it down. We don't have to, like, hard sell people. What we should do is, based on whatever part of life our industry, our network marketing company is involved with, we focus on becoming really big experts at that. So in our case, we work on promoting a health and wellness. So with that, it's like, okay, well, one thing, you need to drink a lot of water. You need to get at least 8 hours of sleep. You need to take some time out of, you know, for yourself each day to meditate and to think. You need to breathe in a way that gets oxygen into your cells. And also you should use our products to optimize your health and at a cellular level. See, when you talk about all those things, oh, and by the way, one of them is our product. It's not so salesy. It's not like, use our product because it's revolutionary. And it's, you know, I mean, it is revolutionary, by the way. But you don't, normal people don't talk like that. Like, you don't walk to your friend and say, I have this revolutionary proprietary technology that, it's like, that's all sales talky stuff. Just chill. And, you know, I found that when you're just honest with people, and when you just say, look, I'm really eager to help you. I'm going to give you some suggestions of what I know to work. Some of things involve our product, some don't. But if you benefit from the general advice, please go for it. Run with it. And if you don't want our product, I'm still hopeful that what I've given you somehow benefits your life. And if you move on that way, then, hey, all the better. See, I mean, that's how we should all be within this industry. We just need to attract those kind of people, because when we do, we bring integrity to this industry. We counter the forces of bad ethics and low integrity that are still part of this industry, and we live our lives by example, and we can do it with our head held high, with pride. We say, yeah, I'm involved with this, but heck, what do we have to be ashamed of as an industry? We're a multi-billion dollar industry. You probably know the stats, I'm sure, Peter, how big we are by now. But there are people all over the place who leverage network marketing way to make a couple hundred bucks extra a month or whatever. Whatever it is that their personal income, just to supplement, right? Some people go full-time and some don't, but it's fine. But we here, like, my approach is to get customers first. I've told people, look, just forget. I'm not even going to tell you about, like, finding people. Just, there's these products that work for you. I hope this other advice helps you with your health and wellness. And if you decide to use our products, then great, then be a customer. That's it. Period. You don't have to do any more than that. I'm not going to tell you to go find people, recruit people, all that stuff. Because, like, as Kim has talked about, whenever we have a table or a TV, we buy a TV from Best Buy. Just because we buy a TV doesn't mean that we now want to go sell TVs. You know, it doesn't make sense. We just want to enjoy what we consume as products, right? So just because people like a product doesn't mean that they want to have anything to do with marketing it or selling it or getting building downline or any of that stuff. So the best way to make money in this industry is to build a whole bunch of customers who stay and who love the products that we have. And then out of those, there will be a few people who are like, hey, I think I can really run with this. Like, okay, for you, you want to do this? Great. I'll show you how to do that. See? You see the difference? This is how we've been talking about how to build in this industry in a way that we think at least is proper. Other people might do a whole different approach. They'd say, hey, you know, if you need to have a script that has all this, you know, like, well, it's true we need to develop our messaging, but we need to be sincere with what we say. And we also just need to be able to operate the way, just talk like normal people. It's like what Kim Claver says, just talk like normal people. Just when you do that, it's just so much easier. And Kim she's shot to the top of like six network marketing companies. It's not like she doesn't know what she's doing and saying. She's amazing. And I've never met her, but holy smokes, to ever get to talk with her, what a privilege that would be. Wow. But